Yesterday was declared Disability Mentoring Day in the town of Wrangell. The idea of the commemoration is to encourage people to recognize the potential of people with disabilities and work toward their integration in the workforce and society at large. Tony Gorman of member station KSTK tells us more about the mayor who signed the proclamation.
When Jeremy Maxson proclaimed Wednesday as Disability Mentoring Day, it hit home to the newly elected mayor.
And I will say, as somebody with a disability who grew up in this community and incurred a disability right at the creation of the ADA law, that this was a very supportive community.
And those weren't just political words to win over the crowd in his first assembly meeting in his new position. Maxson was born and raised in Wrangell. At age 14, he was diagnosed with transverse myelitis. Symptoms include weakness and numbness of the limbs, as well as motor and sensory deficits. Maxson says he started feeling those symptoms at age 13.
And, you know, in my particular case, I can't walk, so I use a wheelchair.
Upon hearing the news, Maxson says his family and friends were very supportive.
And I'm sure there's a lot of awkwardness or uncomfortableness for the people around you. But overall, Wrangell is a very supportive, very accepting, very encouraging place, I think.
Maxson graduated from Wrangell High School in 1992. He continued his studies at Boise State University, where he received his bachelor degrees in sociology and criminal justice administration and a master's in history. Maxson returned to Wrangell in 2007 to be closer to family. Since coming back, he has made a fast rise to the top. In 2008, he was elected to the assembly. He was elected vice mayor in 2009, and this year he was elected mayor. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.